The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
This Sunday, we welcome an artist who lives beautifully in the in-between, that luminous gray space where jazz, soul, folk, poetry, and memory weave themselves into something entirely her own. London, Johannesburg-based, of course, pianist and storyteller, including Paris, by the way, storyteller Matsidiso Mohajani joins us on the show. She carries with her a new body of work that feels once intimate, brave, and borderless. Her new project, IDKL, I Didn't Know Love, is a genre-bending tapestry of truth, tenderness, and radical honesty. She's one of the rare boundary pushers who honors the improvisational fire of jazz while stepping boldly into new sonic frontiers. And for South Africa, of course, her visit is more than just a tour. It is a homecoming, a return to soil, and the soil that shaped her lineage, her stories, and her sound. Of course, welcome to Kofifi FM, Matsidiso. This is the KJazz Show.
Sweat falling from his brow. Heart racing so fast, there's a thumping in his ears. Where to go from here? Living on the edge. Played with death one too many times. Running for so long, now his legs are tired.
Thank you so much for having me, and what a fantastic introduction. If I'm ever feeling like I have low self-esteem, I'm gonna just read that back out to myself.
Fortunately, it comes with a transcription on the stream, so absolutely welcome to the show. So you join us for the very first time here on the show, and it is, of course, fitting that we start off with the story, you know, of who you are, who sure. Matsidiso is. Let's introduce you, you know, to your listeners.
Well, hello, listeners. It's lovely to be here. Yes, so I'm Matsidiso. I was born in London. My father was in exile for 30 years, where he met my mother, who's Jamaican. This is why my accent is like this. And then apartheid ended. My dad returned home. It was always home. He never wanted to be away from home. I have both South African and British citizenship. I also lived in Paris for a bit. That's the Paris connection. I trained as a lawyer, as a human rights lawyer, but I've always been writing songs. And so my love is how you merge creativity and justice, and how you tell stories in interesting ways. I love to tell stories.
As I got ready for a conversation, Matty, I can call you Matty, right? Because I think that's the coolest version of the name. Your music, you know, has always existed in the intersection of jazz, soul, folk, and I guess poetic storytelling. How did this beautiful gray space, you know, become a home for you as an artist? That's interesting. Well,
yeah, thank you. So I trained in classical piano, and you, the listeners won't see it, but behind you is the piano that I started playing on, where I write all my songs. I've had it since I was six. My dad was obsessed with jazz, so there was a lot of jazz, and there was a lot of Miles Davis in the house. My mum used to love the, you know, Motowns, the Aretha Franklins, the Temptations. I used to listen to, as a teenager, a lot of grunge, like rock music. Then I really got into hip hop, and then lots of sort of singer-songwriter music, people like Joni Mitchell, you know, Hugh Masekela, we used to go to his house when I was a kid, because, you know, he was also in exile. And all of that has just smushed into how I write Music, I love all music, pretty much all music. I love it. So it's all sort of thrown in there, like in a pot, and then it comes out through me, I guess.
A very fascinating tale of how this wonderful fusion and melting pot, we would call it, around these streets of things. And of course, IDKL is a very interesting title for the project. Simply, you know, it goes by I didn't know love, you know. And of course, it is written and composed and produced entirely by you. You know, a deeply personal act of authorship. Let's talk about, you know, the creative space, you know, the ownership, unlocking, you know, during this process. Unpack this process for us, you know.
How do I write songs? It really depends. So that, but the title of the album is one of the title tracks, one of the tracks on the album called I Didn't Know Love Could Feel Like This. And when we were in the studio, when we were talking about recording it, for speed, I'd say IDKL. So that's the title. But when it comes to writing, when I came to making this album, I'd been working with all these musicians, we'd been doing lots of gigs, and I knew I wanted to make a coherent body of work. And because of like all the music that I've referred to, that I've told you about, they for me were all coherent bodies of work. I grew up listening to records, not to singles, to listening to a whole body, a whole Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway, all these people that told stories. And so I was like, how can I write a whole body of work that feels like there's a thread running through it? So there are lots of different influences in there, but when I was thinking about how to produce it, and I did co-produce some of the songs with the drummer so that we could have like a, he brought a bit more like, how do we tidy up these songs so that they work for a record? Because we perform them, when you performing live, it's different to, you know, making a record. And so I was just like, I want to create this sonic world that invites people into something, that allows people to escape, that you can visualize being somewhere else when you listen to it. So that's how I did it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, some of us think, or many think, that we are very fortunate because we get to listen to the music first, Matsy, you know, and as because we need to prep for these conversations. But to the point, you've spoken through your work about truth, history, and storytelling. I think particularly, you know, in the work that you do, the other work that you do, which is podcasting and other exciting activities. But talking about this project, what personal narrative finds its way into the album?
I would probably say love. And I'm always cautious to say that because it always feels reductive, like you're just talking about romance. But for me, I feel like love is the thing that binds us all together. Whether we do it well or not, that's why Fragile is talking about how clumsy we can be with love. You know, I say love in our hands is broken, it's worn, we blur the lines of it, twisted its form, fragile. So, but what I'm talking about, I guess, is this connective tissue that connects all of us, which is love. Whether it be romantic, whether it be divine, whether it be this love of self, do you know what I mean? But that's the thread that runs through this record.
Love in our hands is broken, love in our hands is worn, blurred the lines of it and twisted its form, fragile. I've been loved when I didn't know what it was. He wanted what I couldn't give, still he loved me even though I was fragile. I've stolen and I've been stolen from. Left his heart for the birds, exposed to the sun. He was fragile. I've no love where I could barely breathe. To look into his eyes as he looked inside of me, we were fragile. And the words that he spoke made us strong. And the fire that burns from the heavenly wine, no longer. Did you falter? Did you run? Did you feel ashamed? Did you search? Did you find things you could not escape? Fragile. every burden's had you crawling on your knees. Fragile. Did you hear the whisper of him calling out your name? Did you feel the restlessness that words cannot explain? Fragile. Did you hear the sound of his song over your soul? Scanning the horizon till you make your way home to him.
Coffee FM, for this week's edition of The Jazz Circuit, we spend time in the company of Matsidiso, a classically trained pianist, composer, and producer, singer-songwriter, a woman about town with many hats, of course. She's also a sound artist who blends jazz, alternative hip-hop, and world music, and creates a whole new way of listening and appreciating music. And during this half hour, we are listening to music from her brand new project, IDKL, for the very first time here on the KJazz Show. Matsi, the project, you know, travels from falling to dreams to slow down to 20 years. If listeners could walk away holding one emotional thread from the project, what would that be? Or what would you want that to be?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would like them to know that they are loved. That's what I'd like people to know. And that is it, that you are loved.
And I guess in every context of the word love, you know, it doesn't have to be romantic love. It can be love in a sense that, you know, brotherhood, sisterhood, family,
exactly,
community, you know, which is, you know, the next thing that I wanted to get into with you. Let's talk about the community that, you know, that you worked with to bring this whole project together. You know, you didn't work by yourself. Yes, you wrote. Yes, you composed. Yes, you played the keys. But who are all the other travelers? Let's talk about that and their contribution to the project.
They are essential, and I'm a massive believer in working with people. The record wouldn't have happened without these people. On my Instagram page, I have a sort of a list of thank yous of all the people that were involved. I always start with the engineer, the recording engineer, because he knew the work from the beginning. He's seen all the iterations of, you know, this vocal take that didn't work, this, you know, keys take that we had to record, and, you know, all the different iterations. So the engineer, Sean Woodlock at Hackney Road Studios, I've worked with him for about 10 years now. And I have a deep respect for him. And I think, you know, I would say we have a deep respect for each other. All the musicians, there are about 20 musicians on this record. I write the music, but they bring it to life. I barely play the bass. I play the bass on IDKL, but there's a bass player on the whole record. There are guitarists, there are string players, drummers, sax players, clarinet, flute, trumpet. I mean, there are what's called a pedal steel guitar. There's more than one guitarist on this record. They bring this to life. I always talk about the engineers, because the engineers, you can have a great music, if it's recorded badly, it will ruin a record. The mix engineer, the mastering engineer, then all the you know, the creative director I work with to create the image of the album cover, the photographer, the hair and makeup, the person who I do all the graphics with. You know, it's so many people. And it is one of my delights about music is the collaborative aspect of it. It doesn't work without us doing stuff together. So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Of course, a vehicle with many moving parts, you know, if we're going to put it that way in plain English, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, you know, as you speak, your father's roots and which are South African, and your mother's Jamaican heritage. You know, they give you a specific sound, or suppose a global heartbeat. Let's talk a little bit more about these lineages that shape the textures and the emotional registers, you know, you explore both as a musician and a member of the creative community.
What does that look like? You know, it's so interesting because... Our identity, our family, it's like in our DNA. So a lot of the time people have often said to me, your harmonies, I can really hear that this South African influence, it's never ever on purpose. It's just in there. My dad has this wonderful baritone, very, very low voice. And I remember when I was little, and it's funny because he's a very slim man, but he has this very rumbling voice. And when I was little, I used to like to put my head on his chest and I'd ask him to talk so I could hear his voice rumble. I used to love that. I think my parents, more than even how it's influenced my music, they have influenced my values. So it's how I approach making music, the kind of stories I want to tell, and integrity, and working with people and treating the people around me with integrity, and doing the work I do with integrity. And when I say integrity, it's about being honest with how I write and how I'm telling these stories. Even if the stories, for example, might not necessarily be true in the sense that they didn't actually happen, the feeling that I'm trying to convey, the emotion that I'm trying to convey, comes from a place, for me, of truth. That there's everything in this record is true in that sense, whether it be a true story, whether it be this is how I feel about it. I'm never pretending. And I think that comes from them, whether I realize it or not, because of how they have moved in the world and how they brought us up, you know, me and my siblings.
And it's a very interesting kind of way to look at it, because then you celebrate and embrace the multi faces of Matsy, you know, and which is something that I find rather exciting, because, you know, you're classically trained, yet your music leans into improv, it leans into experiments, you know, it leans into jazz sensibility. You know, if we had to put you into a box, or maybe if we had to call your sound something, what would that name be?
Oh, I always feel a bit, you know, when people ask this and you sound like a difficult artist going, I don't know. I find it difficult because I'm influenced by so many things. But I would say, if you are somebody that listens to Joni Mitchell, maybe you'll listen to me. If you're somebody that listens to Esperanza Spalding, maybe you'll listen to me. If you're someone that listens to Nina Simone or Michelle Ndegacello, maybe you'll listen to me. If you're somebody... that's what I would say. That's probably the best way I could explain it. If you're somebody that likes poetry and you love words, then you might want to listen to me. If you're someone that likes guitars, you might want to listen to me. That's the only way I can explain it, you know?
You move like water, flow like the wind, tap me on my right shoulder, then you're gone again. Words come quickly, loud like a waterfall, whisper softly to me, let your presence fall. Till you run up my pace, I'm trying to control you, but you cannot be contained. You move like a dancer, 'cause you light on your feet. When you feel like fire, they begin to speak. Ground it trembles under their feet, echo through the corridors of eternity, so let your fire fall down. Fragile and frightening, simple and absurd. Perfect stranger, nearer than my breath, closer than the heartbeat thumping in my chest. I can't catch ya till you run at my pace. I've tried to control ya, but you cannot be contained, so let your fire fall down. Let your calling me close to the fire that rages but doesn't burn. I saw you move in the night, and I wasn't dumb, so I fell to my knees. Many waters, raging waters, was the sound that pierced the sky. And your eyes were aflame, flaming fire, burning fire, blazing fire. I found you're consistently the same as the moon shifts the tide from the east, the sun rises. Well, you don't ever change. I saw you sleep through the storm. Was it your will? I saw you speak to the wind and the waves, saying, "Peace, be still." The spirit and the bride say, spirit and the bride say, come. And I've found ever patiently you wait at the places I hide. You draw near, say, abide with me, you are not afraid. I saw the name on your thigh written for my liberty. I saw the way that you stand in your freedom to set freedom free. I saw you stand outside our wall, honey dripping on the door. We don't fight in this place, no, we surrender it all. The spirit and the bride say, come. The spirit and the bride say, come. All down, all down, we surrender.
Kofifi FM, we're still in the presence of Matsy here on Kofifi FM 97.2. It is the Jazz Circuit as we explore the alternative sound of jazz and, of course, the ones, the pioneers that are creating it and interpreting it in their own special way. And, of course, in this half hour, we've also been listening to the music of the brand new project, IDKL, I Did Not Know Love, with many of its iterations and its voices and its little intricacies that make this project absolutely special. Matsy, you've mentioned that Quincy Jones is one of the inspirations in music. Let's talk about that inspiration. And what is it about him, you know, that keeps you coming back? And how does this inspiration pour into this project?
Quincy Jones is a hero, like a hero of mine. I'm not interested in celebrity at all, but if there's one person I could have met before he passed, was Quincy Jones. I bought his autobiography and I loved it so much. I think I bought about 7 copies and just kept giving them away to the musicians that I knew. Because I, what you don't realise, and everyone should read it, it's called Q and it's his autobiography. You see at the end his discography. You cannot believe that one person did this much music. So he trained under this... you know, we know him as someone who did... He started in jazz and he would do a lot of arranging. as a 20-year-old man, I think. And then he went to Paris and studied under somebody called Nadia Boulanger. So he was with, he learned arranging from her, and one of his like peers was Stravinsky. He comes back. Everybody probably knows him for Michael Jackson, but all the stuff he did, The Wiz, all the arranging he's done, the he wrote the music, the Italian Job, he did all of that. So he's a composer. He wrote for film, for adverts, he arranged. I mean, I'm so inspired by him, but what I love about him as well was the level of his musicianship. Yeah. And one of the things I'm always trying to do, and I've actually been thinking it now that the album is out and I'm sort of, you know, writing new music, one of the things I always set for myself is how to keep improving as a musician, how to become a better piano player, how to become a better singer, how to become a better writer. And he's somebody that feels, I mean, he did so much that it feels like an impossible thing to reach. But I feel so inspired by him and humbled by how somebody did this much work. And most of that work is, he was probably like under 50. He'd done most of the work that he's most known for. He wasn't, you know, a 78-year-old man. So yeah,
He wasn't when I met him, you know, without revealing my age, you know.
Sorry, black don't crack. You look 25. Don't worry about it.
Oh, darling, I'm 25 and counting. You know, IDKL, you know, going back to the listening, feels like a soundtrack to vulnerability, sometimes tender, Matty, sometimes fiery, always very honest. Was there a moment, you know, when you were making the album, when you realized, am I making the boldest work of my life here?
Ooh, that's a very good question. You know what? So if I'm thinking as a musician, when I'm writing the songs, I'm like, this is my heart, this is my heart, this is my heart. When I'm in the studio at this stage, I think like a producer. Does this work? Does this work sonically? Should I be singing in this bit? Should I not be singing in this bit? So when I'm in the studio, the emotion of it, if you like, is, I don't want to say it's gone, but it's not my focus. But I was definitely, I don't really know how to write any other way if I'm writing for myself. If I'm doing stuff for other people, that's something else. But this is just how I write. So, for example, IDKL is actually a line from a song that I've written that is so deeply personal. I thought, oh, I don't think I can share that. It's like you're seeing my skin, the inside of my skin, you know? So that I was like, I don't think I'm ready to share that with the world yet, but I can share that line. I didn't know love could feel like this.
Well, we'll look forward to the backstory, because of course there is a backstory that you're not willing to share in 2025, but hey, you know, you could always reprise it in 2026. You know, you recorded the project at Hackney Road Studios in London, and the album's emotional world also kind of feels a bit borderless, you know, through exploration and alternative listening. How do geography and movement influence the way you write and craft sound? And I'm interested in how you bring in this world element. And listening to what you said about, you know, Quincy, Michelle, and Esperanza, and we hear it there, you know. Let's talk about how you see you in this ecosystem.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I reflect on this a lot, but I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Toni Morrison said something, the writer Toni Morrison said something along the lines of, we write what we need. We make the things that are missing for ourselves, right? And what I realize is how much I need to be around different things and be inspired. And I need to be around different people and learn from different people. And I went to a school that was extremely international. My best friend was from India. This was like when I was like 6, 7, 8, you know, a child. From Peru, from Lebanon, from Syria, from Japan, from Nigeria, from all over the world. And what I realize is I thrive in vastness. I love learning music from Bulgarian singing from somewhere, or Mongolian throat music, or I don't know, just for me, the world is very, very vast. And I feel I am because of how, I guess, the internet is, and let's call them the powers that be, they want to shrink our worlds so that we don't get to learn anything from someone else, or we other everybody. You have to be so proactive to open your heart and your mind to somebody that isn't like you. But I realize I feel like I wilt if I'm not around variety. And last year I was in Paris, I was doing this artist's residency, and it brought me so much delight because I was with people from all over the world. And sometimes even now, we still have a call, and it will be, we have four different time zones. One person is Cambodian who lives in the States. One person is Iranian who lives in Canada. The other person is Australian. And there's me, the South African Jamaican in London. That is how I thrive. And I'm trying to, that is put into my music. Do you know what I mean?
A multicolor of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your recent visit, Johannesburg, you know, was both a performance and a homecoming.
Yeah.
What does it mean, you know, to share this new body of work with South African audiences? Of course, some who followed you for many years. Does it feel like a homecoming?
It does. You know, it's so weird because when I was home, it felt like I hadn't left, even though I hadn't been back for a while, but it felt like I'd never left. So it feels both new and old at the same time. And I was speaking to, I had this interview and I was speaking to somebody and I said, you know, it's really, I was at Heathrow Airport in London. And there was a lady said, you know, before you board the plane. And I looked at this lady and I knew she was South African because I could see my face in her face. And I can spot a South African anywhere. I'm like, you look South African to me.
I know you.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And so it feels like home to me. So it felt... it felt right to come home. And sometimes these things, you know, you don't think about the significance of something at the time. They just feel like instinctive things. But I was just like, yeah, I should do this at home because this is also my home, you know?
Yes. Yes. And we loved it. You know, I think we love being exposed to, of course, from on a different platform, we were listening to the music. And when you and I finally met, you know, that evening, it kind of made sense. Like, oh, all right. So this is what she was saying. This is what she was talking about. And we couldn't wait to have this conversation with you because we wanted to find out for ourselves. And I think I also had the story to tell because I kind of shared, you know, I met this lady, you know. So this is a full circle moment for me as well. You know, and as we wrap up this conversation this Sunday, Matsy, for those who are encountering the music, you know, for the very first time through IDKL, how would you describe the sonic and spiritual invitation that you're offering with this album? Let's talk to the audience about that one.
I would say if you want to escape for a bit, if you want to feel like you're in a different world for a bit, if you want to sit and imagine a world that is a little bit different to where you are right now, if you want to get in your car and find an open space and just drive, or if you don't have a car and you just want to sit in your room and turn the lights out and just put your headphones on, I just invite you to do that and to shape, use this music to shape the kind of world you want for yourself, even if it's just for the 9 songs that this album is, but it's an invitation to do that. And again, you are loved.
You are loved, indeed. Of course, taking that from the project, taking this from the conversation is exactly what, you know, the intention behind this conversation with Matsy was about, to bring you into the fold, you know, and of course, build a new, I suppose, following for the Matsy sound. Is there something called the Matsy sound? You know, we'll find out in the next project, I guess. It's very soon
exactly.
to tell.
Exactly.
Very
exactly.
soon to tell. But where to from here? So, you know, any dates that we should perhaps look forward to in the new year?
Yeah, well, I'm coming back to Joburg soon. So stay tuned. Go to my Instagram, Matsy Diso Music, or go to my website, matsydisomusic.com. You can sign up to the newsletter where you'll find out what we're doing. But I'm working my way back. Keep listening out. We're doing some shows in London. We plan to do some shows in Joburg, but all of that stuff, you're going to find out about it soon. So enjoy your December. And then we'll be back. But stay tuned. Follow me on the socials. It's Matsy Diso Music, wherever you, whatever platforms you're on. and to be updated with what we are doing.
Well, Matsiriso, you know, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation and this courageous new chapter of your artistry. You know, IDKL does indeed feel like an offering, a beautifully crafted archive of emotion, memory, and a possibility, if I may put it that way. And as you connect with, you know, South African soil and South African ears, may the music continue to reveal new stories, new colors, and new truths. Once again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a wonderful, wonderful conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. And of course, Kofifi FM, the album is currently available on the streaming platform. So go ahead and spin the project, hold the tenderness it carries, and let it remind you that, as Matsiriso does, that love, like jazz, is something we learn in real time. She is indeed a pianist, composer, producer, singer, songwriter, and sound artist. Her name is Matsiriso Mohajani, and she was on the K-Jazz Show.